taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of music.
Take you home. Boy, you know you wrong. Boy, you know you wrong.
Arc it, arc it, arc it. Jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Put that. Work it, work it hard. Arc it, arc it, arc it. Jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Put that. Arc it, jerk it, jerk it, jerk it.
Edition
65.
Hey, open the door. Come on in. Come on in. I'm my hands are full here.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Hey, Robbie. House.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey there.
It's a nice day outside. You should be outside folding laundry outside instead, folding my laundry outside.
I should be. If I knew you were coming, I would have finished baking this cake that I'm making.
What kind of cake
right
is
now?
It? I like cherry cake. Is that a cherry cake or is that a...
No, it's just...
Why didn't you make it? I don't want it.
I got the recipe online. It's called chocolate friendship cake. I thought maybe...
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I might have some later. My dog really loves chocolate friendship cake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a new dog, Tiger.
Wow.
You've never seen him before.
What's his breed?
He's kind of a mutt, Benji kind of dog.
Oh.
Yeah, he's yeah, at
like
home
a
tied
scamp.
Up.
I think that's what they call those, scamps.
He didn't, I don't like him to move when I'm not there, so I gave him like a leash. It's like an inch long. Basically, it's two latches latched together, and then one is latched to his collar, and the other is latched to my iron stove.
Oh, that's good.
So he can't run away.
It's good that you observe the leash laws. I'm a huge proponent of following rules as a citizen of the planet Earth.
Yeah, well, he can't wait to, when I let him go out into our fenced backyard, just run out there, and when I let him, I'll take him on walks back there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to know what it's like to live in the real world and have
real
freedom.
Real world, yeah.
Because then he would, you know, it's kind of like a Pandora's box.
Yeah, then where won't he go?
Exactly.
He might try to follow the family that you got him from across the country.
No, the neighbors. They're going to be upset when they realize he's not in his doggy carriage. But anyways, so I came here to tell you something else. So you know that the United States of America is at war with aliens.
We're at war. Yeah, war
all
with
these,
aliens.
Illegal aliens that have been coming over from other planets and stealing our jobs.
Yeah.
And so I've decided...
It's a sad situation.
It is.
you know, bring our outer space troops home.
All those damn liberals would just have us just take them all in, and we would take care of them. And then
we'll be us living rich with people aliens. Would be
poor. But I'm not. That's not what I'm. That's not what I stand for. I stand for freedom, and I stand for liberty, and I stand for America. Yeah. Keep those. Keep America clean.
Yeah, and keep the other countries can stay dirty all they
well,
want.
Well, they're, you know, France is going to stay dirty
because they don't wash it.
They don't wash themselves, and they have they let their women keep hairy legs and hairy armpits.
Yeah, hairy armpits. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
It's on Wikipedia.
I saw it on 60 Minutes. Andy Rooney was complaining about it.
Right.
But what I've decided in this, Steve, is to... I've joined the Army.
What?
I'll just go ahead and say it.
You joined the Army?
I joined the Army. I'm deploying here in a couple of days.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I want to fight for the freedoms of our liberties. I saw this commercial.
I know what a patriot you
Army
are.
Proud.
Isn't it a bit going far?
Well, the commercial was really good.
Wait,
and they were telling
you
me...
You didn't play that video game, did you? Where you're in the Army. I'm going to stop you right here. It's not like the video game.
What do you mean? I've got a gun, I've got my health, and I've got all these extra lives. I get so many extra lives behind the...
you don't get extra lives in the real one.
The sandbags.
No, when you die, you die. Well, I mean, your brain gets transported, you know, to the Central United States database, but, I mean, when you die, you die.
Huh.
It's not like the video game, dude. Well, you're going to be in the shit.
Don't tell me that, Sam.
That's
crazy.
We should go ahead and get some group photos together. I don't.
But I can get out of this.
I can't do this show by myself.
I can get out of this.
I think you're kind of trapped for like 4 years, something like that.
Well, they can't just do that. They can't take away my freedoms.
No, they can.
This is about going into the Army. Is about giving.
You're going to fight
for
freedom.
Fighting for freedom and liberty.
Yeah,
so can I fight for my own? I don't have to do this.
It's kind of like. Like a running man.
With the necklaces that blow your head off if you run, if you go AWOL.
If you go outside of the boundaries.
I didn't know that your
you
head
had to
would
fight your
off.
Way through.
Jeez. You know, I thought the Russians had it bad in World War II when they wouldn't give them enough weapons and they would just have to pick up their dead comrades' weapons. But evidently in America, if you don't fight, then you get your head blown off.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this, Sam. This is ridiculous. I didn't know that Army was like suicide.
No,
it's so dishonorable for them to keep me in that way.
There are some perks, though. I mean, you get four squares a day. Four square meals.
Okay.
Or is it three square meals? I can't remember. But you get square meals.
Huh. Never had
and that's
meal.
Pretty good.
Is that like astronaut food?
Yeah, something like that. Dehydrated ice cream. You get all the dehydrated ice cream you
okay.
want.
Okay. Is it like...
And, you know, I hear there's some pretty fun times... On those ships, when you're on the spaceships for a long time.
Just,
it's like a lot of
getting
a towel
wet and slapping my other soldiers with it.
Like, yeah, and then having like an awkward relationship with the woman where you fight all the time and she tries to arm wrestle you and you do shots together.
Oh, wow. Like the gritty sergeant that orders me around. And
yeah, but really she just wants to
order me around
to, like,
in bed.
Fuck your brains out. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, there can be so many pluses.
There's
to
so
this.
Many amazing cliches to play out.
Yeah, I see your life's on the up.
Well, I did get this tattoo. It's I think it's a Navy specific tattoo though. It's a big anchor. I don't know if I should have gotten. Do you think they'll still let me in? Mm. Maybe they'll kick me out for this.
I don't know. They might just tattoo over it.
Huh? Like an Army football player. That's all I know about the Army and the Navy. They play
like
football
they might,
together.
They might take the anchor and turn it into a shield, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Right. Something symbolic.
What do the Army do? At least the Navy and the Air Force have their thing they can think about. But the Army, what do they do?
Yeah, the
do?
Marines
they
have
just walk
that
around.
That like planet Earth with like an eagle and a snake or something.
Mm, Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi. That means something.
Oh, here. But what is this?
Well, here I made you this care package. I knew one day you were going to leave, so I made you this care package. It's got clean underwear.
Oh, amazing.
It's got a Game Boy and some games.
Oh, nice. It's an old Game Boy.
It's old Game Boy. It's got Tetris. If it doesn't work, just take the game out and hit it a couple times, blow on it, and stick it back in. And there's a brand new instant camera in there. I want you to take as many photos as you can and send them to me when you're out there fighting the good fight.
Out in space.
Yeah, in space.
Okay.
Because once you're out there, I won't be able to hear you scream.
Well, Sam, I think I hear the bus pulling up. I need to grab my big camouflage satchel. I'm going to have to change... I'm going to have to change into jeans and cowboy boots, too. I don't think they'll let me on without a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
A big satchel.
Yeah, you're going to toss that over your back.
All right, I guess that's it.
Have a good journey.
Okay. Well, see, can I say the Best Cuts thing before I leave, or should I?
No, it's best if you just go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll miss you, buddy.
Yep. Right. Take care.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Bye.
There he goes. True patriot. Those alien motherfuckers better watch their asses. You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Well, I walk, I walk, I walk. Wilson, grab the proton blaster. Dallas is dead. Dallas is dead. Ah, you fucking bastard. You have to do it. If you want anything done, you have to do it yourself. Eat this, you commie bastards. Ah, we're so tired. Gosh, I feel like I haven't had orange juice in decades. Oh, shit. I forgot about Sam's care package. Let me just slide this over. Damn, this is heavy. What did he put in here? Hopefully he put a lot of DVDs in here. Well, I don't have a DVD player, but I do like to have a nice big collection of DVDs. I know Sandra would like my big collection of DVDs. That's a hot sergeant. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I'm not. It's fine. Okay. Okay. Let's just see here. Sam, what are you doing here?
Robbie.
How'd you get here?
God, not good night, dude.
Thank goodness you followed me, but this is, you're going to catch your death
of suffocation. I thought you were never going to open that box. Jesus.
Why did you hide in it?
Why did you take forever? I gave that specifically for you.
I wasn't.
I've been
really busy. I've been
dizzy.
You know, I took the boys out for some beers.
You all right?
Very basic, and we got...
Holy shit, we're in the thick. We're in the shit.
Yeah, this is Saturn Theater.
Holy crap.
The Saturn Theater. We're fighting the blurgs right now.
This is the show.
This is the down and gritty, buddy. This is the down and gritty. This is what you've been missing out.
Nitty gritty.
Man, it's good to see you, man. What's it been, 2 years?
God, has it been that long? God, that would explain this beard.
I don't know how you lived in there, but you are very skinny.
I did. Well,
I notice that the box got a little lighter as the years went on.
I took some stasis pills.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Well, I guess you would have. Did you make them in there?
No. No, I bought them online. They cost... I had to pay 3 easy payments of $19.95, and I got them from New Jersey. And
well, how easy were they, really? Did you run out of stamps? Because sometimes...
No, well, I had to do
COD. I
got to
go up there, and I don't even put them up because they keep adding the price of them. COD?
Yeah, I did it COD, so...
I didn't know they still did that.
Yeah, they
do. It's amazing. Those guys are very trusting.
Well, I always have cash on hand, but I don't feel comfortable with sending a check through the mail.
Well, I wouldn't either. They expect you to put your driver's license and phone number and all sorts of personal information on there.
Anybody could create another Sam from all that information.
Well, one of the Sam clones could have just cloned your identity.
Yeah.
Could have had your amazing collection of music and softcore porn.
I know. And all of my photos of my Popples collection.
Not to mention your Popples collection.
I know. I love it. I was just born at the wrong time.
Well, here, have some water, buddy. Have some water.
Thank you. Thank you.
This will do you right.
Holy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Saturn water. You got to get used to that. I think you're going to need a couple of weeks on the Saturn. Here, I think you brought some water in my... No, this is just Tang. Here, let me piss in this cup. And your voice is going to return to normal in a second. You just got to get used to this Saturn climate. The trees here are really beautiful since they've terraformed. Now, I'm not sure there might be a point of contention with the Saturnites regarding that, but, you know, we're fighting this war for them. We're just trying to save their freedom from the blurgs. Anyways, I don't want to get all political. You know, I've kind of gotten all up in this quagmire that is the blurg wars since I've been fighting this. It's a whole different land. There's a million different things that I could tell you, but if I did, I'd have to kill you. How do you feel, buddy?
I think I'm feeling my voice is normal now, I think. Man, that was weird.
Well, it sounds kind of normal. I haven't heard it in a couple of years, but it sounds
weird.
A little deeper.
This is how I sound.
Is that your beard?
Voice? I took some training classes.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
To deepen my voice, because I wanted to be sound more powerful and commanding.
Well, I think it helps you influence people.
Yeah, I'm just lucky I had internet in that box.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What kind of...
I took some correspondence classes on blurg accounting and...
Well, that's very useful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you learned their language.
Their numbers are completely different. I mean, you think about different aliens and they think their science would be like ours, but it's not. It's totally different.
It's a fallacy.
Yeah.
They've got a lot more numbers than we do.
Yeah.
Many more.
Yeah. Like an infinite amount more.
Which is funny because we have an infinite amount of numbers.
I know it.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's like, they can chart with their numbers how long a line to infinity goes, and we haven't even figured that out yet. But we've got beer, and they haven't figured that out yet.
That's true. Yeah. Well, they're working on it. They got some amazing work. Jonathan! Jonathan! Get down! Get down, you asshole! These people are complete idiots.
Man, this is scary. Should I have a gun or something? I feel like I need to protect myself.
We can't authorize that yet, you know.
Well, can I get a shiv, a knife, got a blade?
I can give you a tin.
I need something.
Here, use this as a shield.
Okay. I use this guy. I'll just, okay.
He's already, well, he's not. Yeah, he's almost dead.
I guess I'll just strap him to, he's kind of strapped to my front. He's kind of small.
He actually stowed away with Jonathan.
Oh, wait, he's got this bracelet that says, please do not use as a human shield on. I feel like I should respect that.
Well, that's
that.
What he's allergic to, but it's fine. Okay, he's almost dead. He's already been shot shields. Several times.
Okay. Well, that's comfortable.
Just strap him on there.
I can live with that.
It's funny you should say you can live with that, because he can die with that. Little joke.
I guess your humor becomes jaded once you've been in the shit for a while.
Well, you know, it's true. It's true. You're allowed a certain amount of anger and resentment and shell shock from all these fighting, you know.
Dang.
I find it kind of comforting, though. At least now I have an avenue and a valley for my depression and angst.
Oh, wow.
An excuse, if you will.
Do you have any smokes?
You know what? I ran out a year ago, quit. Been a year.
Wow,
a year
really?
Why, do you have some?
Yeah.
Really? Can you get me one of those?
Yeah.
Man, I've been feeding for these for forever.
Yeah, this is a
this
fine.
This is amazing.
This is a fine Turkish and Saturnic blend.
So refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Things this can get really nice. Rough out in the war. Well, it's not that nice. It's actually horrific.
Well, I mean, you just had to take a broad, gentle view of it. I mean, if you just sit back and just not look at, you know, the blood everywhere, and the alien body parts, okay. And the human body parts, and the shells, and the razor wire, and the laser wire.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a pretty place.
Well, we're fighting. Well, I think we're fighting for the Saturnites, Saturnian. Freedom.
Oh, yeah?
I thought we were fighting for the Blurg freedom. Now, I started hearing about these other aliens.
The oldest feud in the book.
We're fighting
know.
For these other aliens' freedom. The McCoy's freedom.
Ever since the Blurgs took over the homeland of the Saturnites and then started building all those houses on them and then erecting those walls around them and destroying their religion, I mean, it's just been... It's been bad. I mean,
I don't see it that way because that's the land that the Blurgs came from. The Saturnites just settled on it. And if you see over here, the Blurgs are doing some amazing settlement on the west bank of the Saturnite River. Now we're fighting the bad Blurgs that are trying to fight the good Blurgs that are trying to settle on this amazing land. Now the good Blurgs aren't lazy. They actually do stuff and they don't want to fight with everyone.
Yeah, but I hear the Saturnites though, they've been doing a lot of bad stuff. I mean, one Blurg might kill, you know, 5 Saturnites, but then all the Saturnites will kill about 2,000 Blurgs.
It's true. They don't care. They have no respect for life.
Yeah.
Saturnites have no respect for life.
Yeah.
And the Blurgs are just here to say, I don't even know why we're fighting. Which Blurgs? I don't. They all look the same to me.
Yeah, they do.
They all sound the same to me.
They all sound the same, too.
Yeah. Just purples. I just call them purples. I have no respect for them as individuals or as religious beings whatsoever.
So you getting any of that Saturnite tale out here?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, buddy.
Man, I wanted to get some of that. I've heard stories.
Yeah, they try to give me the rocket, but I give them the rocket instead. How about that, you know?
High five. Yeah.
It's hot.
Hot. Nice.
I'll napalm their tail. How about that? How about that one?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Give them some hot stuff.
Put some agent in their orange.
Ooh, boom. Gotcha.
Yeah. Gonna
Jenna their sides.
Gonna patriot their scud.
Hey, hey, buddy, we've gotta do this big march. I've gotta go to this big meeting. I'm an officer now.
Oh, wow.
So if you could just hang tight, I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
And we can, I'll bring him back to base camp.
I'll just lay here with this guy on top of me and just pretend I'm dead.
Yeah, just play dead. But if they try to throw a lime on you, I guess, well, just hang tight.
I'll wiggle something. I'll figure it out.
Well, if you do that, they'll shoot you because they'll think you're almost dead, but you're not. So just don't move and I'll dig you out.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. All right. You're listening to
the best cuts of
music. Okay, if you look to your left, you'll see we're training our new team, Elite Fighting Force, Sigma 12. You're going to read about them in all the comic books, all the amazing comic books. And to the left, we have some engineers looking at computers, doing their stuff. Really, we got the whole thing. The mess hall's over here, conference rooms. We've got conference calls. We've got three-way calling. We've got caller ID, Star 69, a lot of fax machines, just a lot of carbon copies, amazing technology for you.
Wow, this is fantastic. This is something I can get into.
Well, it's really a lot of technical stuff. I don't know how much you really understand with your human brain. As I've lived on Saturn, my brain is
retrofitted.
Well, it's gotten a little larger.
Oh.
At least that's the theory. I don't know. I think I read faster. I read about 10 words per minute more. I type about 13 words per minute more. The Army's really done me some good.
That explains that big ripple on your forehead.
That's actually, it's a little embarrassing. That's a little, I met a little Saturnite by the Saturn town, and I, just last night.
Oh.
There's kind of some weird stuff going on.
Yeah. Say no more. Did you ever get that thing cleared up with those kids, those Saturnite kids that said they were yours?
Oh, yeah, we threw them in the lake.
Oh, man.
Threw them in the lake.
Well, that's what you
sure
do.
Sure did. Well, I mean, nobody's going to hear about it. Linda and the kids aren't going to hear about it back home.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've moved them to South Dakota.
It's a good thing they dissolve when they hit water.
It is. There's no trace. I wish humans were like that. We would have had a lot less trouble with Larry. Our old accountant.
I think they'd have to reclassify with squirt guns if that was the case.
That's true.
Super soakers would be like some sort of death machine.
We wouldn't have to carry around those vats of acid.
Yeah.
I think Larry's still dissolving in my backyard right now.
Oh.
Should be gelatinous now. I don't know. Anyways, who cares?
Who cares?
I'm a
fucking
hero up here.
Saturnians.
Yeah. Well, he shouldn't have ripped me off. Let's not go into that.
Okay.
So this is just this amazing fortress.
I'm ready to sign up. This is just fantastic. If this is the Army, I want a piece of this. Is this the Army or is this the Air Force?
I don't know. We've
Space Force, Space Team.
Yeah. Well, they prefer to keep Space Team USA.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like someone's 5-year-old.
I'm liking this. Do you get a gun right away?
Well, since we're in the dredges of war,
I really want a gun.
I think we could hook you up with a gun. You're already here.
Cool. Yeah. I want a gun.
And usually the basic training is just a farce to
kill some Saturnian ass.
Hell yeah, man.
Put a couple of blurred notches in my cap.
Just kill them all.
Yeah.
As long as they're not from America.
Where do I get the stamp? The stamp that I stamp on stuff to indicate that I've blown up things.
Well, you know,
is there a stamp office?
There is. There's a lot of forms to fill out.
Oh, man. I didn't come here for forms. I just want to kill something.
Well, that's the spirit, Sam.
All right.
Hey, we got a live one here.
Yeah.
Tony, we got a live one here. Morgan, live one.
Give
Dallas,
me a gun.
Jesse, Pittsburgh.
Put me on bomb duty. I'm ready.
You got to meet Pittsburgh, man. This guy's a crack up. He'll say anything.
Oh, man.
All these amazing Rich Little impersonations.
I heard he's a stealer.
He's quite the stealer, Pittsburgh.
He's always taking people's shit.
All people's material.
That's what somebody's telling me.
Yeah, he's like a space Carlos Mencia. It's amazing. Glad you're here, actually. Started letting him hear the best cuts of music, and he worried that he's going to steal all that material. Because, you know, in space, no one can hear you steal material.
That's not
as
right.
They say.
I don't want that. We got to do something about that guy.
Well, he's what you call a
stealer.
Yeah. Well, what we need to do is get the show back up and running while we're up here in space. How about a special space series?
Hey, that sounds
pretty
good.
Best cuts of space music.
Best cuts of space time.
Best cuts
we
of space.
We could just play lots of space time continuum, like their classic album Seabiscuit.
Oh wow, I don't know that group.
Or Emit Icaps, whatever that
Even
is.
Even in space,
yeah.
you.
They have a fantastic album with Terrence McKenna.
Knowledge.
We can drop a lot of acid. We can learn about, you know,
space.
Space.
All right. Well,
it's
let's
the final
get
frontier.
You. I've got some stuff I need to do. I've got some special meeting I need to go to in the mess hall. All this work.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
And we need to get you back up on your. All this learning that you've missed out on the last couple years.
I need some guns, and I need some training.
We can get you a proton laser or a photon laser.
Does that blow shit up?
They all blow shit up, yes.
All right.
Yes.
I need that. It's like Halo, but it's real.
Well, I'm going to go to the mess hall now.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to go peel potatoes?
No.
Were you bad?
Nobody.
Why are you peeling potatoes?
Nobody's bad.
People are bad? peel potatoes.
I like peeling potatoes. And nobody said I'm peeling potatoes. I'm not.
I don't get it. You seem like a good person.
It's fine.
I'm
not going to peel.
You're getting in trouble too. Look, in this the
is
army.
My look. This is my style,
How
Sam.
Are you gonna,
I wear black jackets. I wear shades. Sometimes I get in trouble. Oh, sometimes I get detention. Sometimes I got to peel potatoes. It's just part of my facade, man.
All right.
It's just a facade, though. You know the real me. Only
well,
a few
I can
people
get
know.
Into that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know, yeah. It's cool.
That's
it's cool town.
Yeah,
you know,
that's you know, I'm grooving on that. That's what's downtown.
I dig it, buddy.
That's what's uptown.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, that's what all the cool cats are talking about.
Imagine when
the
word cool was a new slang word, and people said cool, and everyone else thought they were weird for saying cool. Well, that's how cool I am.
Before that, people said string, and that was just like old times.
Well, they said gnarly.
Yeah. Well, they used to say bush a lot. Like, that's so bush.
Yeah, but that wasn't cool.
No, it's not. It's not cool like cool is.
Cool is cool.
Cool
all
right. is totally cool.
Well, this is cool. I gotta go do my cool stuff.
Cool. All
right.
You listen to
the best cuts of music.
Like a grain of sand that wants to be a rolling stone, I want to be the man I'm not and have the things I really haven't got, and that's a lot.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now. Laughter, a taking, a taker, a giving. Something big is what I'm living for. Yes, it's what I'm living for. Living for.
Why did I go on and fill my life with little things when there are big things I must do? Lots of dreams that really should come true before I'm through.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now. Laughter, a taking, a take up, forgiving. Something big is what I'm living for. Yes, it's what I'm living for. Living for.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, they try to give me the rocket, but I give them the rocket instead. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Hot. I'll napalm their tail. How about that? How about that one? Give them some hot stuff. I'm going to gin at their sides.